you got
levels. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Another Cal Talk night here at the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, and DJ E. E is in the house for the first time tonight. She's going to be sitting in with us. And we're ready for another night of CalPAC volleyball here at the Conlin Center, radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station of Dominican University of California. The Penguins tonight are going to be taking on the Warriors from William Jessup University. They're out of Rockland, Jay Woe. That's up there by Sacramento, just a little bit east of Sacto on Highway 50. Right up there by, just a little past Roseville. And I think it's just a little bit shy of Loomis, for those of you who know the area. Oh, hey, J-Wo, how about our theme music? We're still looking for our theme. J-Wo and I are just getting set up now, and DJ E is sitting in. Let's see. Here's what I'm looking for. I need my music, J-Wo, otherwise I can't function properly. Oh, there we go. Yes, that's the volleyball music. Fans, it is nice to be with you tonight. The Penguins taking on the Warriors from William Jessup after last night's game. J-Wo, I think you might be up a little bit hot here. How are you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling absolutely wonderful.
Okay, it's great to hear it. J-Wo is in the house. The Penguins taking on, as mentioned, the 2-6 Warriors. That's their conference mark. The Penguins in first place. 7-1, J-Wo. It hasn't been since the year 2001. The Penguins have won the conference. And tonight is one of the final home games. In fact, they only have two more home games after tonight, J-Wo. They will be appearing here at the Conlin Center. We'll have that live on the radio on Friday, November 2nd. They're going to be taking on Embry-Riddle Aeronautical out of Arizona. That's a non-conference matchup in the final conference game on Saturday the 3rd against Pacific Union College. Both of those, let's see, the Embry-Riddle game, Jay, will be a 5 o'clock start. And the Pacific Union game will be 7 o'clock, 6:55 on the pregame, 7 o'clock on the side out. J-Wo will definitely be here for that one. I'm pretty sure I'll be here, too, for the Warriors. And they are in the house under their head coach, Jessica Pistol. Pistol in her first year at the helm of the Warriors. She's going to send out number 3, Alexis Taividi. She's a junior out of Hayward, as the overhead announcements are being made now. Number 6 is Morgan Saunders, a 5'8" freshman out of Orangevale. That, too, is by Sacramento, J-Wo. Number 11 is Grace Cordero, a sophomore. No, check it. She's a junior out of Fremont. And number 20 is Rachel Russell, a 5'8" freshman out of Cottonwood, California. J-Wo, you ever been to Cottonwood?
Cottonwood, home of the West Valley Eagles.
What? That is very awesome knowledge, J-Wo. How you knew that one, I don't know. But J-Wo continues to impress as usual. The libero player, number 23, is Melissa White, a 5'3" sophomore. She's out of Benson, Arizona. Number 32 is Christina Kidd, a 5'10" sophomore from San Jose. And number 42 is Jessica Luna, a junior out of El Monte, California. And she is 5'10". So the head coach, Coach Pistol, sending out those players to start things off. For the first place Penguins, J-Wo. Boy, it's so nice to say that. It's been a long time since the Penguin volleyball team has been in first place. I mean, it's been years, literally. And you know, J-Wo, I did call that championship game in 2001 when the Penguins, they were undefeated that season and undefeated in the tournament. They beat Holy Names in that final game in 2001. We had that live on the air, radio.dominican.edu. For Roger Goodwin. Goodwin in his sixth year, J-Wo, but I know you knew that. He'll be sending out I think it's the same starters as last night. Number one is Darcell Sanders. She's a six-footer out of Turlock. She's a psych major. Number three is Bridget Gangler, a senior, one of the team captains at 5'11". She's out of Antioch and a bio major. Our libero player, that's Amanda Dealey. She's the other team captain. She's a senior at 5'6" out of San Francisco. She's a business admin major. Number 14, Laurel Grand, the sophomore at 5'9", out of Santa Cruz, a psych major. Brooke Swingle, a freshman at 5'9", out of Sonoma. She's undeclared, J-Wo. Gabby Pecora, I met her dad tonight. Pecora's dad in the house for every single Penguin matchup this season. Pecora, the sophomore, wears number 40. She's 5'10", out of Sonoma. She's a bio major. And Jacqueline Woodall, the San Rafael, the hometown girl. San Rafael native at 5'7". She's a digital art major. She's a sophomore, and she wears number 45. And we are just about ready to get this CalPAC matchup underway. Don't forget, fans, November 2nd, our next broadcast. That'll be a 4:55 pregame, a 5 o'clock side-out. J-Wo will be on the mic that night, no doubt. You might be going solo that night, J-Wo. I'm not positive.
We'll have to see about that one. If anything, it'll just be me in the opulent broadcasting booth here at Conlon Rec Center. It'll be a wonderful evening either way, whether it's with Stuart Horn or not. DU Radio does go on the air, courtesy of Mel Beals, head of the communications department here at Dominican University of California.
Good call there, J-Wo, and it is nice to have DJ E alongside. E is a communications major, and she is sitting in on the broadcast. We might set her up a mic, you never know, somewhere along the way. This is a nice night. Perfect weather out there after last night's rainy weather. The Penguins on the southern end of the Conlon Center, they're all embraced out there on the court. As J-Wo mentioned, he and I and DJ E are sitting high atop the opulent broadcasting area here at Dominican University of California in our luxury box, way above the area of play, looking straight down on center court. We're about ready to get game one underway. Jesse Mazza is in the house. Should anybody get hurt, our head trainer, and Brandon Davis, as usual, on the scoring table. It looks like the Penguins are going to have the side out once the officials call this game. And by the way, Ray Mink is our number one official today. Phil Meyer, number two. Meyer's right here in front of us. Mink up on the ladder, J-Wo. And Laurel Grand is going to serve for the mighty Penguins on this date, Saturday, the 20th of October. 07, Grand serves into the back row, and the first point of the night go to the Penguins as the libero player could not handle it. That was Melissa White, J-Wo, and the Penguins start the night with an ace.
And Melissa White wears the plain white and blue uniform for the Warriors, much opposed to the Penguins libero, who wears a black uniform.
Yeah, that is contrasting. You're absolutely right. And on the second point, Grand serves the one back there to White again, but White wisely let it go, and it was very deep. 1-1, now serving it up for the Warriors is number 9. This is Bethany Case.
Penguins.
No, did I read her number properly? Yeah, that is right. Case is number 9. And Case with the point as Case serves it over, and the Penguins couldn't handle it. They stuff it in the net, J-Wo, and the Penguins trail 2-1. Here's Case again. She's behind the end line. She bounces it 3 or 4 times, now spins it in the hands, the righty. Case gets it over the nice top spin on the serve. Now the bump. Sanders with a fake. Pecora goes to the back row. White with a nice bump. And the Warriors get it over. Uh-oh. And Darcell Sanders with a defensive stop, J-Wo, and she puts it down, and the Penguins tie at 2-2. Sanders gets yanked in Gangler.
And so just looking down the roster here, Stuart, looks like the Warriors field 0 seniors on the floor at the moment. Only 1 senior on the squad traveling with them today.
Dealey with the serve. The Penguins now on offense, and Pecora goes for a big, massive slam. A great defensive stop by the Warriors. Pecora softly dinks it into the middle, and that was a veteran move, J-Wo, as Pecora saw that wall, timed it perfectly, and dropped it over the top.
And Pecora's known for really hard hitting. It was a nice, easy bump set from Swingle coming around to the left side of the net.
Swingle has been a sensational get for the Penguins this year, the setter. Oh, and now the Warriors pay the favor back as Gangler jumped up there for the defensive move. She dinked it right over the top of Gangler. Gangler expecting the big hit and came down, and then the dink over the top. It's tied up at 3-all, and serving it up now is Alexis Tyvete. And Tyvete serves a little too flat, J-Will, and it's deep out, Woodall, in zone.
So the Penguins looking to be very competitive tonight. They are talking it up as much as always.
That's right. Swingle now, the serving for the Penguins, up 4-3 into the back row. Swingle now takes a bump. Zoe helps it over with a lot on it. Uh-oh, and one of the Warriors got tied up there. That's Morgan Saunders, J-Wo, the freshman out of Orangevale. She was on the ground and tried to bump it up.
You know, she just lost her footing there. I couldn't tell exactly what happened. She was rolling around, but she couldn't get anything under the ball at that point.
Now Swingle too flat, a lot like Grand did just a minute ago, and served it right out of bounds.
I don't know if there's any kind of repercussion off of last night, Stuart. I don't know if they had a whole lot of time to practice their serves and get them tuned down for this game.
I know the coach did talk to the team about the serving last night. Last night was pretty troublesome if you're a Penguin fan watching the service points last night. And now with the kill shot goes Gangler. Gangler with a killer into the back row at 6'4". DU serving it up is Gabby. Penguins wearing all the short black socks tonight. J-Wo, none of them with the tall hose. The Warriors in here with the white long hose. Oh, a nice fake there by the Warriors. Boy, they faked me out, but not the Penguins. Here's Zoe, the lefty, into the back row. Hits the line. It's deep. 6'5", DU on top.
So Zoe with that big left hand trying to find a good open spot in the back court. Not able to find it. The line was just a bit early.
Here's the next. Bagelow. Here's the next serve by Morgan Saunders. Saunders out there, way on the left side of the center line, J-Will. Wonder what she means by that. Here's Gangler, dinks it over very lightly. Over to the right side now. The Warriors get it over nicely. The Penguins, now Zoe into the middle. Into the net. No, the Warriors help it over. Nice job. Bagala with a great move there. Bagala was up on 1 foot, pirouetting there, J-Will, 360 style. Out Gangler, out Dealey, in Wagner. And who else came in? Somebody else came in. It looks like, Darcelle came back in. She's in there with Zoe, Grand, Swingle, Picora, and Wagner serving. Here she is from the middle. Number 25 is Wagner. A poor bump by the Warriors, and it was too close to the net. It was ripped backward by Grace Cordero. Cordero couldn't do anything with it. The Penguins on top, 8-5.
So the Penguins on that last rally before that were just tapping the ball back and forth with the Warriors there. And I don't know if you caught that, Stuart, but you didn't want to see it. Wagner netted that ball again.
Man, oh, man. Last night when the Penguins were tied at 28, J-Wo, I don't even like to talk about it. Wagner, the unthinkable happened. Wagner stuck it in the net last night. The Penguins were tied. And the Penguins stole the game 31-29 last night. But the game gave the Penguins their first win last night of the three-game set. But that was not an easy one. That was the toughest of the three last night. Now Zoe with a kill shot into the back row. White, the libero player, goes down to a knee and tries to chop it up there. It was Simpson University, the Redhawks, we played last night. And in that game one, it was 28-all. And Wagner, one of the two best servers in the league, perhaps the best server in the league, stuck it in the net, J-Wo, last night. Hopefully that we'll never see that again. As long as I live, I never want to see Wagner serve one into the net at 28-all. Now the Warriors on offense. Oh, a good move there, and this one goes to about the 10th row of the grandstands.
A spiraling hit came off of both Penguins right there as they just couldn't handle the spinning shot coming from the Warriors.
9-8, and serving it up is Kelsey Buchanan, the 6-footer, over there to Darcelle into the back row. Oh, Buchanan off the block. Buchanan was diving for it. She couldn't do anything with it. Buchanan's getting yanked now, and Christina Kidd's coming in her place. For the Warriors, it's 10-8, a very close game one. Best of five as usual, J-Will. This is a CalPAC match, by the way, fans. Penguins in first place in the conference. They did play last night, and they're a little bit tired last night. I was talking to Picora's dad. He said that Picora came home from the game last night up in Sonoma and went straight to sleep right on the couch because the Penguins were pretty... There's a two-touch on Swingle. Boy, she tried to set that thing up, but the Penguins were all pretty tired after going to Hawaii for a week.
And traveling like that can do that for you. I don't care how far it is. Hawaii, obviously the farthest place the Penguins are going to travel to.
Yep. Jessica Luna has been pulled from the game. And in her place, number 9, is Bethany Case. And it's... Uh-oh. What do we have? Too many... I'm not sure what happened. One of the Penguins was out of position, I think. And that gives the points to the Warriors. I'm not sure what the story was there. But the whistle blew as soon as the ball was hit. This one's over now. Picora with the bump. Now the set back over to Gabby. Oh, brother. And White with a brilliant dig. And here's Gabby again, softly into the middle. Uh-oh, White in the back row. Warriors have it. They help it over, and it hits the line. It's in. 10 up. J-Wo.
So Woodall diving with a one arm stretched out, going for a pancake. She was about a foot off, couldn't get to the ball. It just kind of dribbled on in. I don't know what you do about that.
Bethany Case now with another nice serve. Boy, I'll tell you what, the Warriors are playing beautifully here. And Pecora, speaking of beautifully, Pecora just got about 4 feet of vertical as she went up and slammed that thing down like it was coming out of a cannon. And the Ganglers come back in now for the Penguins. Here's Dealey to serve. Dealey. Oh, and there's a... Nope, that's deep. I thought it was a service ace. J-Wall on the back line. The Penguins with another unforced service error.
Boy, that serve looked in to me. It looks like it hit just the top part of the key from the basketball court, which is the very edge of the volleyball court.
Yeah, you're right. Here's Pecora.
In the multi-purpose Conlin Rec Center.
J-Wall giving the Conlin Rec Center some props. 12 up, fans. Man, oh, man, well, Warriors are playing beautifully here as Jessica... Or check me. Jessica, that's her sister. Jacqueline Woodall's come out of the game. And she was replaced there in the front row by Gangler. Now they set it up to Zoe, who just dinks it over. Poor communication there on the part of the Penguins. Over to the right side, now into the back row. Serve. She slams it a little bit too long. Morgan Saunders went up for the kill shot and couldn't get anything on it. The Penguins are up 13-12.
Saunders, the outside hitter, likes to come in nice and hard. This time misjudged it.
Swingle with the serve. Now the dink move goes over, and it's tied up at 13-13. Well, that was a heads-up play by number 11, Grace Cordero, the 5'6" junior out of Fremont. Cordero to serve now, about 3 feet to the right of the center line, just beyond the baseline. 13 up as Coach Pistol is talking to one of her players. She's over there talking to Christina Kidd, one of the starters in tonight's game. Pecora just helps it over. Now the Warriors on offense. A nice set there, and they rip it over to Saunders. Saunders with a killer, and Zoe with a nice defensive stop. The Penguins get the point as there were four touches on the Warriors' side. 14-13, Dominican on top, Gabby Pecora to serve.
Gabby's got the big jump serve. We'll see how consistent she is tonight.
Oh, man, that's a great serve. Right into the feet of the hitter on the back row. And now the Penguins touch it twice. And Bridget Gangler's over there talking to the official. That's Ray Mink up on the ladder. She wants to know where the infraction came from. But it's 14 up, J-Well. And I don't think anybody expected the Warriors to come out so hot right now. Here comes Morgan Saunders. And the Warriors are absolutely on fire, playing beautifully so far. Now Pecora with a terrible bump over. But somehow the Penguins end up on offense. Grand with the kill, but doesn't get it to go. Here's Saunders into the net. Saunders jumped up from the back row there, J-Well, on the left side and slammed it right in the net.
Boy, she was about 3 feet from the end line. I don't know what she expected to do with that one.
That's a tough shot to try and lay down the killer from way back there. Here's Wagner with the big runner into the back row, and Wagner with an ace. She stuck it back there, and Jessica Luna dove for it to her left side. Luna couldn't do anything with it, and it just kept going off and hit the back wall of the Conlin Center. The Penguins off to our left. They're on the southern end of the Conlin Center. Here's another serve by Wagner, and another service ace for Wagner right at the feet of Melissa White, the libero player. Wagner is zeroing in on that back row, J-Well.
And I got to tell you, she's got a great target right now. Melissa White, the libero, you tend to have a very defensive player right there, but Wagner's been able to figure her out so far.
Jessica Luna with a big smash, but the Penguins pick it up nicely. Now the bump, Zoe, the forward bump over to Grand. Grand gets in the back row. She shanked it left, and that makes it 17-15, a very close game one. Best of five in this CalPAC matchup. The service now is Melissa White. The side out. White stands about 15 feet behind the baseline, Jay. Well, maybe even further than that. Now the Warriors dink it over with a brilliant play there. Right over the top of the front row, Kelsey Buchanan, the six-footer out of Sacto. She's a junior. And Buchanan, the veteran move there, 17-16. Grand now with the attempted kill. She gets into the back row. Saunders dives for it. Can't do anything with it. The Penguins maintain that two-point lead now. And the Penguins have never led by that much tonight. Here's Zoe Bagala with a serve. The lefty Bagala into the back row. Buchanan with a bump. Uh-oh. Now there's trouble. White with a nice save. Uh-oh. And a misplay by Jessica Luna. Luna has those white socks all the way up under the knee pads, J-Wo, and I don't think that had anything to do with her misjudging the ball on that play. But she did misjudge it.
Luna went up with her left arm only, the near hand to the net, and just, you can't set the ball with one hand. It just doesn't work that well.
Service ace there. That one went to Buchanan, who set it nicely. And then Grace Cordero slipped on the floor. She didn't look down as if there was any trouble. And now Zoe has sliced her serve out of play. Zoe shanked it off the left side of her left hand. Of course, she's a lefty. That's three lefts in one sentence, by the way, J-Will. Now the Penguins on offense after accepting the serve. Grant into the back row. Warriors save it. That was Saunders diving to her right. Saunders with a poor bump, though, went up to the net. One of the Warriors dove under the net trying to save it, but nothing doing. 21-17. And Laurel Grand will serve it up for the Mighty Penguins. Oh, brother. Laurel Grand serves it right into the net, J-Will.
That is absolutely unnatural. We've seen great stuff from her all year.
Yeah, you're right. She has that right wrist taped up, but weeks ago she told me it wasn't that bad. She just keeps the tape on it just in case. Now a perfect serve from the Warriors. This is Brooke Hunter. She serves it up just beautifully over to the right side. Saunders with a smash and Grand with a bump. Somehow the Penguins got the point. I'm not sure what happened there as Gangler comes back in along with Dealey out Darcel. So it's Dealey, Woodall, Grand, Pecora, Swingle, and Gangler for Roger Goodwin's Penguins. Now the Warriors help it over. And Grand bumps it. Pecora with a kind of a fisty shot there. The Penguins were screaming to let it out, but Woodall went ahead and took it into the back row. White with the bump. Now the Warriors over to Saunders. Saunders goes cross-court diagonally. And a brilliant play there by Swingle, who saw the open hole in the middle row, J-Wo, and took it.
You know, as setter, she's been setting great shots for the big hitters like Pecora and Grand on the Penguin side, but she just found a nice opening in the middle of the Warrior defense.
Well, it was 23-18, and before I could even get that out, J-Wo, Dealey serves it about 14 miles deep. So it's 23-19. The Warriors are hanging very tough here. And a shout-out to Warrior fans all over the world listening. Here is Gangler with a killer into the back corner. Backing up on it was Christina Kidd. Kidd couldn't do anything with it. Kidd was backing up and leaning forward all at the same time. Out Woodall in Zoe. And here is Swingle. Let's see if she's got that knuckler working tonight. 24-19 Penguins. Oh, boy, does she ever. That was a sweet serve. Just an inch or two over the top of the net. Now it's dinked over by the Warriors. The Penguins on offense. Here's Gabby softly into the middle. And the Warriors don't know what to do when Gabby goes up. It looks like she's going to shoot it out of a shotgun, J-Wo, and she dinks it softly.
And that ball just landed right in the middle of the court. A pancake attempt. No good.
Swingle with the knuckler. 25-19 DU. Here's Saunders. Saunders throws it into that wall, and Gangler picking up right where she left off last night, J-Wo, in Game 3. Gangler with a superb defensive game last night in the third game against Simpson. 26-19. Here's Swingle into the back row. Samantha Fallett has come in. And Fallett receives it, bumps it. The Warriors get it over, and Dealey can't handle it. 26-20.
So the Penguins finding all sorts of defense otherwise.
26-20. And here's the next serve by Grace Cordero. Here's Zoe flat-footed. Boy, if Zoe could get some lift on her jump. She's already close to 6 feet tall. And another killer is put down by Buchanan. 26-21. Warriors down by only five late in game one. Here's the next serve as Coach Goodwin's come up on his feet. Goodwin on his feet many times throughout each night. Grace Cordero with another serve. Oh, and a service ace by Cordero. She got it right over the top of Swingle and right at the feet of Dealey. Dealey was diving for it to her right. Couldn't do anything with it. 26-22. That was a nice serve. Coach Pistol up on her feet the whole time. Here's the next serve by Cordero into the back row. She goes after Dealey again. Zeroes in on her. Gabby now slams it and almost kills White. Little old Melissa White back there. The recipient of that massive slam by Gabby Pecora. 27-22. Pecora about 15, 16 feet behind the line. She comes running up with the runner. She gets it over the ton of topspin. Buchanan ends up on the floor, but Buchanan with a save. And to the back row goes Gangler with a kill shot. 28-22.
And, you know, Buchanan had the very front of her hands out to knock the ball out. Not exactly what you want to use because you have a lot less control with your hands. You often hit the ball with the forearms, and she did it again.
Yeah, exact same play. You're absolutely right. Well, that's just such a tough diving, spiraling nightmare of a serve from Pecora. I would hate to be trying to defend that one. Game point, folks.
Believe me, I tried Stewart. It's not easy.
29-22. White with the bump as Pecora puts another beautiful serve. Buchanan puts a killer down, but the Penguins field it cleanly. Over to the right side, over to the left, excuse me, is Grant into the net. And the Penguins with game one as Morgan Saunders couldn't do anything with that one. The Penguins win the first game by a score of 30-22. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, DJ E. Coming to you live from the eastern wall of the Conlon Center. As both teams are switching sides now, the Penguins moving off to our right. They're going to occupy the northern end of the Conlon Center, Jay Woe. And it's a good opportunity to recognize the sponsors of VU Athletics. The Mechanics Bank supporters, proud supporters, their first year as sponsors of DU Athletics. The Marin Independent Journal, DJE is reading it right now. It's all about Marin. Frank Howard Allen Realtors right here in Marin, Bon Appetit, Wells Fargo, Fuentes Taqueria, Marin Orthopedics and Sports, and 7-Up. Jay, well, you got a 7-Up going, don't you?
Absolutely, Stuart, every game.
Always. Always with the 7-Up. 7-Up, one of the premier sponsors of DU Athletics, as they have been from the beginning, the opening of the Conlon Center in 2000, the beautiful facility here, the pride of the Cal Pack, really. I've been to all of them, Jay Wolf, and very few places around the conference measure up to the opulence and beauty and athletic wonderment, really, of the Conlon Center. So the Penguins pick up game one.
I don't know exactly how they did it. They never looked completely like the solid Penguins that I've seen before. And they just notched out a win. I don't know if that's just solid talent on the Penguins side of the ball. They're showing up on why they are 7-1 in conference right now.
Yeah, that's a good call. 7-1, the Penguins in first place. And after tonight, they will have only one more conference game. That'll be on November 3rd against, who is that going to be? Oh, Pacific Union.
Pacific Union College.
All right. We have just a few seconds to go until game two gets underway, fans. J-Wo, is the AOL Instant Messenger open?
We are not yet signed in, but give me just a moment, and I will have that up for you. Listeners, please, please send us in some instant messages.
You can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. And DUC Radio is our screen name, AOL Instant Messenger. Send us an IM if you like. We'll give a shout out if you like to.
And absolutely, fans, we might have DJ E collect those for you. We are online now. We are running, and excuse me.
All right, J-Wo is running the AOL Instant Messenger over there. Hey, J-Wo, I want to give a shout-out to Carol Griffin from St. Patrick's CYO volleyball team. They're in the house tonight. And that's 5th through 8th graders preparing for competitive volunteer play. It's all volunteers that coach the CYO club from St. Patrick's. And Carol Griffin's 5 years she's been doing it. I met her kid, Caroline. She's a volleyball player.
Very cool.
Yeah, ages, grades 5 through 8. They get a chance to get a taste of competition, see if they like it. Maybe end up at Dominican. Maybe right here in the Conlon Center. We are ready for game two, folks. And with the play-by-play for game two, here is Jay Woe.
So, Pecora taking that first dig, gets a bump set from Swingle. Wagner from the back row knocks it into the Warriors who keep it in the front row, and a hit coming from Saunders. She is able to get it over the Penguins. Laura with a standing hit, able to put it back on the Warriors' side. And it's back and forth, longest rally we've seen all night so far in either game. Penguins the winners of game one. Laura Grant up on her feet this time. She hops that ball right down the back court. Penguins 1, Warriors nothing at the very first rally of game two. Stewart, look who's up to serve. It's Amanda Wagner, one of the solid servers for the Penguins. But Stewart's been shaken as of late as Wagner just lines this one very low over the net. Melissa White, libero, for the words, getting her work cut out tonight.
What do you mean I've been shaking as of late?
You've been shaking.
Oh, I've been shaking. You're absolutely, well, 28 all last night, and our best server, Wagner, sticks it in the net. You're right. That's hard to get over.
And so Wagner goes again to Melissa White. The Warriors able to bump it over this time, just a soft touch into the left front court of the Penguins. Good for a point. The Penguins 2, the Warriors 1. It'll be Tavidi to serve for the Warriors. She sends it to the right side of her court. Penguins now 3-1 on top. Back to serve will be Laurel Grand, one of the big outside hitters, sophomore for the Penguins. High arcing shot goes to the left side of the court, and a big wide set across the court goes to the Penguins. Brooke Swingle brings in her set. A very funky back set across the net. Scores the point for the Penguins, 4-1 on top.
I'll take a funky win 1 point than a pretty lost point.
Absolutely. Swingle, one of the smartest players out there, it looks like. Able to find all the soft spots. So the big block coming from Gangler and Swingle, not enough to block the Warriors' attack that time.
Yeah, that was Saunders for the Warriors, and Saunders really has some amazing hops. She's getting more and more air as the night progresses. 4-2.
So the junior Cordero to serve for the Warriors, and a big middle set and big hitting coming from Gabby Pecora. Slams it right down in front of all the Warriors right there for a big point. Penguins 5, Warriors 2 at the moment. Gangler right in the middle, 2 feet back from the serve line. She knocks that in. The Warriors with a back set with Saunders getting the points for that kill. The Penguins not able to handle that defensively. Allie Pence on the north side. She'll come in for this game too. The Penguins 5-3, the leaders right now. It'll be Saunders to serve. She uses the left side of the backcourt there. Grand takes the dig. Swingle the back set. Darcel knocks it over, and it's into the second row of the bleachers. Point Penguins right there, 6-3. Darcel immediately imitating what she just accomplished for her teammates, always putting on a dance. Gotta love it. Swingle with the knuckleball serve goes into the net. Nothing the Penguins can do about that one. They'll have to regroup on the next side out. Melissa White to serve for the Warriors. And she stands way back there. You're absolutely right, Stuart. She's at the Penguin logo of the basketball court, which is way, way off the backcourt of the volleyball court itself. And so the Penguins regroup here. Darcel Sanders gets a low set, knocks it over to the Warriors. After that, it is up in the air right around the net, and it's always the most confusing area for either team. And this time it falls in favor of the Penguins.
She got some massive hops out of Buchanan there. Boy, that was sweet. Buchanan is really, really a solid player.
So Gabby, who starts back at the lettering for the basketball court, runs up but isn't able to get this serve over the net. Not something I'd like to see at this point. 7-5, Penguins still on top.
You know how I am about those unforced service errors, J-Well. They drive me insane.
Lowell Grant gives you another kill, 8-5 now. She just found a routine textbook shot from the left side, an open spot in the middle of the Warriors' court. Gangler comes in for Pence as Sanders takes the serve. Standing serve goes into the middle of the backcourt. Graham, the hopping up. Melissa White able to save it with just one hand, but the Warriors aren't able to put it back in play. And the point will go to the Penguins, 9-5.
I got to give White props on that one. Boy, what a save that was. And somehow the Warriors got it going again, but they just couldn't quite keep it in play.
You know, absolutely. Sanders getting a huge, huge serve. It's ace. It just dribbled over the top of the net. Wait, that is impossible to handle.
No, she just stuck it in the tape, and it just somehow got over.
So 10-5, the Penguins leading. The Warriors having a lot of trouble handling the Penguins right now. Using miscommunication, they didn't even have a hit that rally. 11-5, the Penguins on top. And so Goodwin can take a seat right now. Darcel Sanders giving good knuckleballs into the back row. Saunders, the hit from the back row for the Warriors, is the best they can muster right now. Wagner came up for a hit as she moved to her right. Now Grand came in with her right hand, but put that kill into the net. Not worth a thing, except for a Warrior point.
That's the second time that Grand has really missed one of her kill attempts earlier in the game, J-Will. She got away with it, but she missed it completely. This one she didn't get away with. She missed it almost exactly the same way and stuck it right in the net.
And so Case, who came in for Luna, served for the Warriors in a two-set rally. Also, White on her knees for that bump. Warriors are flying around into their bench and everything, and it'll be a two-touch on the Penguins.
Boy, Christina Kidd came running out of bounds and did a stage dive into the net and saved it for the Warriors, but ultimately the Warriors lost that point, but props to Kidd.
Excuse me, the two-touch went on the Warriors. Serve goes to Amanda Wagner, who slams the ball into the tape, drops it in for a point Penguins, 13-6 Penguin lead. So Wagner looking very consistent. She often hits the exact same spot on the floor every time, and it's devastating. And the Warriors able to shoot from the right to the left and find an open spot in the Penguins' defense.
Tyvidi with the killer there, J-Well. Tyvidi got some massive hops and stuck it in the killer down where no Penguins were.
Tyvidi now the server. Dealey will dig. And you had Grand and Swingle both going for a pancake save right there, but neither were successful. I don't know if they were going in for, you know, a tea party hand slapper right there.
Yeah, good call. That was like a short stack.
So Tyvidi, the serve again. A big hit comes from the back set. Gangler will score for the Penguins right there. The Warriors not able to handle that one. It just dribbled around. Not even a good bump from that.
Samantha Filat has come in, J-Wo, for the Warriors.
Grand will serve from the left side. Warriors handle it, but do a standing hit from the back court. That hit coming from Christina Kidd and the Penguins. All talking with the officials at this point.
They called a two-touch on Swingle, but she only hit it with one hand. She didn't have two hands up. Now Dealey, the team captain, is over there arguing with the referee, and I think she has a legitimate beef. Now the referees are going to get together, J-Wo, and they're going to talk about it. How can you have a two-touch when there's only one hand in the air?
You know?
What's the sound of one hand touching?
Absolutely. Everyone is motioning the same thing. They're trying to hide one arm behind the other, and it's quite clear that Swingle just had one hand up, and so announced by Brandon Davis, the point will be replayed 14-8. The Penguins.
It's a do-over, J-Wo. At the collegiate level, you don't see that too often, but it's a do-again.
It is a do-over. No problem there. The back set for the Warriors coming. Wagner will with the dig. Swing with a tough moving forward set. Saunders, the big hit for the Warriors coming now. Dealey the dig. Swingle. Puts up a nice set, and the Warriors keep it alive. A spinning ball right there. Swingle put up a nice, smart type of play, but the Warriors had their eyes up, and they found a good hit out of that. 14-9, Penguins still in the lead. It'll be Cordero to serve.
That was Saunders with the kill for the Warriors, and boy, that was a veteran move there by Saunders.
And that's just Saunders keeping her eyes open, as the Penguins weren't going to put that set up in the right spot. So both teams scrambling around, it seems. The entire teams are moving left and right with the ball as they're rather unorganized at this point. But in any event, the Warriors come up with a point of this one. Very haphazard kind of rally. No real bump, set, spike like you usually hear it. And so Cordero shoots this one deep to give the ball back to the Penguins. Dealey comes out for Sanders. Gangler, who would serve, is now giving the ball off to Pence. Pence and Gangler both in their ponytails. Pence wears the number 5, a standing serve, fielded cleanly by the Warriors. They bring it out to Buchanan, the big Jr. out of Sacramento.
Buchanan, the big hitter, man. She just laid that thing right in the middle of the court, and the Penguins were out of position.
She laid down a kill to make the score 15-11. Penguins still in the lead. Saunders now to serve. Right-handed serve going to Pence, who digs. Pecora, the big hit, finds an open left corner. Melissa White, the libero player, the closest player, but she was a yard off. And so the Penguins, on a big point, go 16-11.
Good right vision. Now. Good vision move there by Pecora.
Swingle from the far right just lobbed that deep. I don't know if she just lost control of the ball right there, but that serve unforced and an error.
Man, oh man, J-Will, I just can't stand that. Unforced errors. After the Penguins do so much work to get a point and then give it away on a terrible serve. Especially out of Swingle, who's a great server normally.
So now, Swingle putting up a back set for Wagner. She slammed it down into the backcourt of the Warriors. No one there to retrieve it.
That was a killer play by Wagner. She just got a mile up in the air and had a good look over the net. Slammed it.
So 17-12, the Penguins lead. Pecora sends it deep to Buchanan, who comes up for a hit from the right side. It's fielded cleanly. Sanders, the quick set and spike. Too much for libero Melissa White.
Good call there, J-Will, on the quick set. Sanders caught that one on the way up. She didn't wait for the ball to hit its apex.
So, once again, Pecora, the low serve this time. Too tough to handle. Buchanan back on her heels. 19-12, the Penguins on top. And so, Buchanan, and I don't know if it's just a theme in the backcourt of the Warriors right now, but they seem to be on their heels quite often. And they do have big hitters to deal with the Penguins. Big block coming from Sanders and Wagner right there on the right side. And I don't know if that one hit the net, but it looked like Luna, the outside hitter on that one for the Warriors. Not enough. 20-12 now, the Penguin lead.
I think Gabby got away with something on that last serve, J-Will. I don't think she meant to hit it way over there to the right.
And either way, the Penguins will take it.
Yep.
The Warriors have to bump it over. Sanders, a huge hit from the middle. Oh, man.
Darcell.
Bounced up about 30 feet in the air. I don't know what you call it, but it was halfway up to the rafters. And so people in the stands got a taste of volleyball right there as we have a timeout. And I don't know if we had a timeout called in game one. I don't recall.
No, we didn't. You're absolutely right. Tonight's match has been moving along very swiftly. 7:39 p.m., folks, on the West Coast in California, the good old U.S. of A, radio.dominican.edu, coming to you from San Rafael, California. California, folks, for those of you listening abroad, it is 7:39 p.m. For all the DU alum worldwide, Penguin fans from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, to all corners of the universe and beyond, J-Wo, radio.dominican.edu.
Absolutely. Action's just about to resume, Stuart. Thank you for that timeout information. Referees signaling all their calls themselves. Pecora still in her jumping serve. We have an early whistle here. Point goes to the Penguins. No one seems to know what's going on for the Warriors. Both coaches standing side by side. Neither bench is occupied except for Roger Goodwin. He's the only one sitting right now. Pecora again to serve. She finds the right side. Sanders, a heads-up play, spikes it as the Warriors gave it to her before they were ready to.
Penguins looking a lot sharper this in game two here.
Absolutely. And you said the north side was bad for the Penguins.
It's been bad for just about everybody this year.
And game two looks to be no different from game one, although the Penguins do look far more solid. You got the point there, Stuart. 23-13, the 10-point lead for the Penguins. Buchanan to serve. She served lightly.
Boy, you're not kidding. That was soft like a cotton ball.
And you know what? The Penguins turn that around. Wagner brings in a huge shot, stays on the right side. White not able to handle that for the Warriors. So Sanders stands back there, serve for the Penguins. She pounds the ball in like she's shooting a free throw, but no.
You're right.
Oh, a dink over coming from Cordero. one of the smarter plays coming from the Warriors tonight. That's a point that they needed, 24-14, if they're to have any chance in game two here.
That was a superb look by Cordero and just knocked it in there perfectly against the Penguins.
So Bethany Case now, the right-handed server straight from the middle. Swingle pops it back in so the Penguins can play on it. Cordero once again to set. It was a low set, and the Warriors couldn't do anything with it as the big Penguin block was right there. Wagner now back to serve.
Tyvidi's a middle blocker. She tried to set that one. It just was a poor leave.
So Wagner with a jump serve gets it to hit the tape. And there's nothing you can do on that one as it dribbles off of its altered course.
Yeah, when it slams into the tape and rolls over somehow. The volleyball gods are favoring the Penguins right now.
They don't need to because the Penguins are playing absolutely solid ball right now. Christy Roberts the dig on that.
Yeah.
Ran with a one-arm save, but it's not enough because it's four touches for the Penguins.
Roberts set that one or bumped it from the back row and it ended up in the net. And all the Penguins could do is try and dig it out, but they didn't have much luck doing it.
So Tyvidi in the black tee to serve. She gets an ace. Dealey moving to her left and diving. Not enough to get a good bump on the ball.
That was a Dealey buster, any way you look at it.
So Tyvidi once again gets it to Dealey, who feels it perfectly. Grand getting the back row of the Warriors to stumble. She gets a solid hit and another kill. She'll trot back to serve. 27-16 now. The Penguins in the lead.
You know, the six-footer, Azizi Dotson, has come in, J-Wo, and that one was off Dotson's block. And that's how the Penguins got that point there. Dotson's 6 feet, though. Keep an eye on her.
Dotson stands in the middle blocker, and the Penguins not able to bring that ball to fall into the field of play. 27-17 now the score. Warriors making substitutions. Kidd is out for Buchanan. And Cordero, the setter for the Warriors, now back to serve.
And Cordero's having a great night.
Cordero with a flat-footed serve is fielded cleanly, though. And Cordero gets a bump set. Buchanan from her feet slams it into the back row where Grand and Dealey not able to handle it. The ball bounces into the back padding of the Conlin Rec Center.
I like Buchanan's game, J-Well. She's solid.
Absolutely big for the Warriors. They'll meet her because the Penguins, though.
They just coughed up another one, the DUs.
Though coughing up points, do have a very good record right now. 27-19 if they can finish this out. A solid game to win. So Swingle, a very tight set, gets it to fall over the net, and it'll be just out of bounds. And so the Warriors will have another serve from Cordero, 20, their point total, the Penguins with 27.
One hit the top of the net and just went right out of bounds.
So Roberts coming up on the left hitting position, finds a very open back court from the Warriors. Good. Penguins ready to set them back in their place.
Good point there out of Christy, the communications major. Roberts with a nice kill.
So the Penguins regain the serve, 28-20. Pence with a spiraling shot. Gets it over to the Warriors as Buchanan makes the set for Cordero. Very off, very turned upside down world right there. The Penguins able to scrabble one over. I don't know if that's an appropriate word.
It is now.
Game point right now coming from Allie Pence. A knuckleball serve, very solid. Cordero the serve, the set, excuse me. Buchanan hit it over. It'll be swingled. Roberts, very fitting, down the left sideline. It's a wonderful point right there. Roberts with a kill shot. Game two is in the books. 30-20. The Penguins on top this one. For this one, very solid. As the Penguins do an absolutely great job in game two. Although they had flakes here and there, a 10-point win is nothing to be ashamed of. Penguins 2-0 on the match so far.
J-Wo, we have a little something in between games now. There's going to be a 10-minute break, and the CYO teams are going to come out and play. This is a group of young ladies from the St. Patrick's CYO volleyball team. Carol Griffin is here. She's keeping an eye on things while the ladies are taking the court now. And there's some a bunch of young ladies here, from varying in ages from 5th to 8th grade. And they've all got the weird socks on, J-Well. What's going on here?
They've
you don't see this in the collegiate play very often. They've all got the knee pads on, but just about every one of them has a weird pair of socks on. I like it. Looks like the ones you wear to class often.
You know, some of them don't even have socks showing, which is perfectly acceptable.
Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. You are listening to live CalPAC volleyball action. There's a little demonstration going on in the middle of the Conlin Center now. So, J-Well, if you would go ahead and hand your microphone over to DJ E, and you can take my mic. E will talk for a minute along with you. You can interview her. DJ E is a communications major. This is her maiden voyage, her first opportunity, her debut, J-Well.
And don't worry about the absolute thing. DJ E has Stuart Horn. He's leaving J-Will with a mic, as J-Will will get friendly with the mic, as always. He's going to point it right at his face, just like we love to hear. Going to make sure we have just enough background music. DJ E, if you would love to be called that or something else.
Fine with me, thank you.
Absolutely, you're having a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us here at the Common Rec Center.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything special you've seen tonight?
This is actually my first volleyball game, my first live volleyball game of college or high school. I didn't watch a lot of sports locally when I was in high school, so watching this is actually rather interesting. It's a lot different.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're having a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Any insight on the first volleyball game? I mean, Penguins won that one.
Thankfully, yes. I like how their team play is. It's an interesting thing to watch a team work together. And I watch a lot of sports with my parents, a lot of professional sports, and the way that a team moves on the court is very important. They're talking to each other, they're communicating really well, they're smiling, they're loving their game, they come in and they clap hands, you know, as a team, and they go in as a team and they go out as a team. So I like that.
You know, that's absolutely true. I'm glad you noticed that. Because our team, as Stuart Horn has testified, has more fun than any other team he's ever seen in the history of DU.
Absolutely.
And so the Penguins are a great example for you to come in on.
Mm-hmm.
They show a lot of great teamwork and spirit. They have as much fun as anyone out there, as much fun as these girls are having right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just got to tell you, you have a couple parents, right? Can you give us a
shout
out for
them? Yeah, I do. Actually, funny, it's my mom's birthday today, and it's actually my brother's birthday also. He was born on her birthday. She says that's the best birthday present she ever got, because she hasn't gotten a Ferrari yet, so it's the best.
That's absolutely great news.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Mom. I don't know if you're listening. If you are, well, happy birthday.
And just so you know, listeners out there, radio.dominican.edu is broadcasting live out of San Rafael, California. You can find this on the World Wide Web, radio.dominican.edu. Once again, we are also on AOL Instant Messenger with DUC Radio. And we will find out anything you want. You can hear it right here on DU Radio. DJ E, you have any insights on the radio? You know it's a live broadcast right now. Are you having a lot of fun doing this?
I'm having a lot of fun. My prior exposure to the radio was pretty much nothing, but I've worked with a lot of audio and visual equipment as a broadcast journalist in my high school, and I absolutely appreciate how very easily it is to set up these things, because I worked with a pack of miscreants when I was in high school, and they didn't know anything from anything when it came to setting up, and it was a hard deal. But this, you got everything so well packed together, I like it. I like it a lot.
And I'm glad you aren't afraid of it. You enjoy this,
mm-hmm.
and I do too. But I got to tell you, the first time Stuart brought me out here, I was absolutely frightened from every wire coming out of the board and into the two computers. We had mic cords going all over the place and headphones. I mean, we're still a little jumbled here if you look at the broadcasting booth here in the Common Rec Center. And as these girls continue to play volleyball at what is virtually a halftime in this volleyball match is not something you see all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you said that there's only three games you play. So well, there really doesn't leave much of a time for a halftime. You can't really split three up evenly.
Well, as collegiate volleyball would show, it's a best-of-five match. And
okay.
So as things are progressing right now, it looks to be like the Penguins could be on their way to another 3-0 sweep. But I can't say anything just yet.
Mm-hmm. Don't jinx it, J-Wolf. Don't jinx it.
As our best-of-five game and match is to continue in just a few minutes here. We even have scoreboard and officials going on here for the youth game going on at halftime. So Stuart looks on in wonder and smiles, and the crowd absolutely loves this. And I hate to say it, but there's almost more applause right now than there is during the game. I don't know if it's more intensity.
I think it's the Sox.
And the Sox just may be it as the younger ladies trot their way off court and into the stands. A great addition to the stands tonight. We get plenty of audience members, whether they're members of the communities or students. As you know, I got to notice something here. If you notice either team here, the Warriors taking their seat. They've got two games at the loss, and the Penguins are up, jumping around, dancing to the sound system here in the Coleman Rec Center as volleyballs come out, and it is a bouncing good time.
I enjoy it. It's nice to watch. I don't see a lot of teams close up, but the ones I've seen, kind of grim-faced, boring. I like watching our ladies. They actually care about what they're doing. That's a nice thing.
Absolutely. I see plenty of smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Swingle and Wagner. Yeah, excuse me. We have parents come up and visit the table. It's one of the best times in all of DU Radio, getting visits from players, parents, and different members of the community. As ladies now bumping and passing all over. It's like warm-ups all over again. 2 minutes till game time. As you don't usually get this kind of break in collegiate sports. I don't know what this reminds me of, but balls are flying back and forth. It's very chaotic, actually, if you were care to imagine this. As the volleyball's wearing the blue, white, and red striping. I don't know who invented that, but it's a very unique striping. Not like a soccer ball with their pentagons, if they've changed at all. So I just have to take this moment to thank you, DJ E, for joining me on this halftime of a broadcast.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So one final shout out for DJ E and her parents, her mom, having the happy birthday today. You have my congratulations as well. 7:55, the time on the clock right now. And we'll see if we have Stuart Horn back here in the radio booth in just a few moments. DJ E, thank you once again.
Thank you, J-Wall.
And so, we'll be back with Game 3 in just a few minutes here.
A few minutes or sooner. Hey, DJ E, she was great, J-Wall. That's her maiden voyage. She was shaking her head. No, don't put me on the air. Don't put me on the air. But just as I did with you when you were a freshman, I threw you into the fire and you responded beautifully. And I'm happy to report, folks, that DJ E, on her debut performance, really exceeded all expectations, J-Wo. She was superb.
And that's exactly what she wants to do. You want to hear DJ E on the radio later on in your life. I don't know if it'll be on radio.lincoln.edu.
I have a feeling it will be. DJ E, folks, on her maiden voyage, the freshman broadcasting sensation. Communications major, I might add, in the department where I teach. Stuart Horn, J-Wo, DJ E, bringing you live CalPAC volleyball tonight from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. As DJ E mentioned, her mother and her brother's birthday on the same day. That is a coincidence and a half. That's almost two coincidences. Is that the plural of coincidence? I think it is. We're ready to go. Marcus Daniels is in place, the official DU photographer. He just grabbed the camera, and both teams are back out on the floor after the CYO exhibition of young ladies from the St. Patrick CYO volleyball team under the direction of Carol Griffin. A very nice job of all those young ladies running out onto the court with their weird socks all the way up under their knee pads and playing 8 or 10 points of exhibition volleyball here for us at the Conlin Center. So we are ready to get game three underway. The Penguins are up 2-0 in games. J-Wo with a superb play-by-play call in game two there. And if we go to game four, J-Wo will take it again. Otherwise, shall I take it here in game three? J-Wo, is that all right with you?
That's absolutely all right.
All right. All right. Very good. I'm so impressed by DJE's maiden voyage, her debut performance here. She didn't even know she was going to do it. But she's got a very pleasant voice, and she just kept talking about stuff, and she wasn't giving you one-word answers or anything, just like an experienced broadcaster.
She's much quicker to learn than I am. I didn't even have this kind of experience at this level last year.
That's right. She's just a natural. She's never even been trained, I don't think, but she did everything as if it were second nature. So the Penguins with the side out. They're back there on the lucky southern end of the Conlin Center. Laurel Grand to start things off, and the first service point hits the top of the net. It's a two-touch on the Warriors trying to dig it out. That's on Alexis Taividi, and the Penguins with their first point in Game 3.
So the Penguins starting off early and just as good as they were in Game 2. Love to see their...
I think the first point of a game is usually pretty crucial. Oh, and now a kill shot from Jessica Luna. Luna's the third lefty I've seen in the CalPAC conference this entire season, J-Wo. And I'm usually looking for him because of our great lefty, Zoe Bagala. And Bagala's just such an effective player. And I think that left-handed move that she uses, well, she is a lefty, it really turned out to be an advantage. Pecora with the kill shot diagonally hits the top of the tape. Taividi tried to throw up a wall there, but it's hard to defend against a cannonball, and that's exactly what Pecora delivered.
Well, Pecora, the experienced hitter, able to get that shot past the block by going straight down the line and getting it to roll off the net, too.
Darcelle Sanders with the kill shot. She got it back there in the back left corner right at the feet of Samantha Follett. And Follett couldn't do anything with it. 3-1 DU, game three. They're up 2-0, the Mighty Penguins, in this CalPAC conference matchup. Saunders
had some good air right there.
Yeah, you're right. She did get some good air. And a good killer for Saunders. As our Sanders, that's Darcelle Sanders, she's out of the game. She's been pulled. And Gangler's come in. Now Gangler with the attempted kill. And somehow Laurel Grand gets it back over after Swingle just dug it out of the net. Now diving for it is Grand. She rolls over the left shoulder. Boy, Grand's got to be careful late in the season like this not to dive for something. 3-3. She dove for that one. I could almost hear the muscles tearing from way up here in the opulent broadcasting area, the luxury box from which we broadcast these games. Now Pecora with a smash. Taividi gets into the back corner. Here's the ball coming toward J-Wo. I got a hand on it, J-Wo, but I couldn't spike it back into the area of play. Can you believe she knocked it all the way up here? That's the first ball this season that I've had a chance to touch.
So Swingle going into the scores table, pulling a very professional move, giving the scores table something to think about.
They didn't change the score. They still have it 3-3 on the board, J-Wo.
And they were a little distracted with fair meaning, as they've got liquids on with their equipment.
Uh-oh, somebody dumped a Mountain Dew or something into the... It's 4-4, but they only have it 4-3. I think the score missed one there.
No.
I'm not sure what happened, but I believe it was against... The Penguins got the advantage there. There was a scoring error. And... Okay, well, now I guess they've changed it. Now it says 4-4. There's Mountain Dew all over the scoring table. Now, one of the DU workers has come out with a towel. Brandon Davis is now sopping up the scoring table. 4-4 fans in Game 3. And there is a missed score. It should be 5-4 in favor of the Warriors. 5-4. But when the player came running out of bounds and almost knocked over the scoring table. It's 5-4 Warriors. Oh, okay. And now the... All right, Jay, well, you never know here. These scoring... When the player dove over the table and dumped that Mountain Dew into the all the equipment there, we're way up here, looking down on center court. Of course, they could never get up here to knock us around and spill some sort of soda into our equipment. Thankfully, Jay Will. But it did happen there at the scoring table. One of the players, I think it was Swingle, who came running over.
That's absolutely right.
And then one of the scorers, now the coaches are all gathered around the scoring table. And Jay Will, you and I think we agree. It should be 5-4 Warriors, but it only says 4-4. And Coach Pistol is over there, and rightfully so. She has a beef with the officiating. But it happened when the player fell over the scoring table. And that's exactly when it did happen.
So the only other thing I have to argue with that is that the Penguins do have the serve right now. So it has to come off the side out from the Warriors. So I would have to imagine after Swingle came back and the Penguins were not able to return the ball, point goes to the Warriors and the serve. And the side out for the Penguins has evened up the score.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jay Will, you might be right. I hate to say it, but you usually are. Now it's 5-4 after the killer by Saunders that's Morgan Saunders for the Warriors. Jay Will, you're very rarely wrong, so I'm gonna go with your gut on this one. 5-4 Warriors. Here is the serve. Yeah, watch what you're doing there. Now, oh, a great save by Tyvidi. Absolutely superb. Gangler into the back row, though, with a Tyvidi with a nice big save. The set by Swingle into the back row from Gangler. Five up, and here comes Pecora. Jay, well, you made a good point there. How could the Warriors have scored the point if the side out went to the DUs? But there was so much confusion when that soda was dumped into the scoring table. And now Zoe slams one, the lefty slams one into the net. Number 8 is Bagala.
Bagala had a tough job right there. She was moving backwards with her nearly flat-footed kill shot right there. She didn't have much air underneath. She had to mistime it almost to get that shot across.
6-5 Penguins trail tonight in Game 3. Stuart Horn, Jay Will, and DJE on her maiden voyage in the house. Now the Penguins with a back set. Swingle to Zoe softly into the middle. Saunders with a bump. Now the set. They get it back over there to Jessica Luna with a killer. Oh, somehow the Penguins save it. I don't know how they did. And White with the bump. Now the back set. Tyvidi, good job there. Warriors smack it over, but the Penguins are on it. Bagala now hammers it over. Now Luna back over for the Warriors. Pecora with the bump. Swingle with a short set. Gangler dug out of the net nicely by Tyvidi. And it's into the middle row with a kill shot by Azizi Dotson, the six-footer out of Pittsburgh, California.
Boy, both teams getting their tall players up at the net right now. They're just kind of blocking, trying to tap each other's balls right into the floor.
7-5, the Warriors are leading this one. And here is Saunders with a nice serve. Oh, boy, Saunders put so much on that. Here's Gangler into the middle. Tyvidi went diving for it. Then Grace Cordero came over and bumped it over, and somehow the Penguins couldn't handle it after Cordero just kind of hammered it over. Just a last-second save, 8-5.
The Penguins may have tried a standing hit, not working in the front row.
There's a very poor bump by Pecora and a two-touch by Swingle. No, she scooped it. And the point, that's 5 in a row now that's gone the way of the Jessups. Now it's 9-5.
So the Penguins, although they are absolutely solid on their teamwork, just faltering here and there.
Morgan Saunders with another serve, and there's an ace. And that's 10-5 now.
And that's not something you usually see out of Pecora, a poor dig right there. That went off into the scores table. No trouble, though, on the table itself. The score's still correct.
That's right. There was no soda spilled on that one, I'm happy to report. Saunders, though, spilled her serve way right. And finally, Saunders is out of there after 5 in a row. And here comes Amanda Wagner. It's 10-5. Check it, 10-6. DU trailing. We need Wagner to do something good for us here, Jay Woe, and get us back in this thing.
And so this rotation hopefully gives the Penguins some hope as Wagner won the solid service for the Penguins.
Tyvidi with a flat-footed, ooh, and they call that one in. And a good kill there for the Penguins. I thought that one was out, but it was called in by the backline judge. 10-7. To see if Wagner can get it going, or as it says on her jersey, Wags. I never knew that her nickname was Wags, but Marcus Daniels was calling her Wags tonight before the game, and then I noticed on her warm-up jersey it says Wags.
And, absolutely no problem with that either.
Yeah, and now after Wags serves it, and the Penguins can't handle the comebacker, and it's 11-7. White to serve for the Warriors. She gets it over there. Tyvidi with a smash, and Bagala puts the hands up. Or Bagala, excuse me. And Zoe with a save. But it went out of bounds. And the Warriors with another point, 12-7. Over to the left side, here goes Grand. Grand from that left corner, she's pretty tough. Reaching over the top is Grand to put it away right at the feet of Kelsey Buchanan, who's come back in for the Warriors. Now Zoe to serve, 12-8, DU trailing. See if Bagala can make something happen for the mighty Penguins.
So the Penguins putting up big blocks, trying to get defense going on.
Oh, that one's called out after Buchanan from the front row smacked one. The Dominicans are in first place, folks, looking to go 8-1 if they win tonight after the big win last night against Simpson. Simpson, the only school to beat the Penguins this year in conference. And that was very early in the season. And then Simpson came to the Conlon Center last night out of Reading as Simpson, the Redhawks. And they repaid the favor. Now a serve. And Dealey dives for it, digs it out. A short set for the Warriors, and that one's out of bounds. And the Penguins with a point there. They're creeping back into it, 13-10. The Penguins up 2-love in games, fans. And Laurel Grand to serve. Grand, a super find for Coach Goodwin. Grand is a sophomore at 5'9" out of Santa Cruz. She's got the right hand, the right wrist all taped up as Jacqueline Woodall goes rolling over her shoulders. Kind of a chicken wing move there, J-Wo. She hit both chicken wings on the floor and then rolled right over the back. Isn't that what they call it in football?
You know.
You would know.
Chicken wings. I would know, but chicken wings is typically what we eat.
Well, not yours truly. Now Pecora with the hitter for the attempted kill. Darcell Dink, softly Sanders. Number one, Darcell Sanders knocks it over and gets the point for the Penguins. The Penguins trailing by 3 now as we're midway through game 3. After last night's matchup and all the traveling that the Penguins have been doing, Darcell with a perfect serve there. Into the back row a little bit long. Oh, no, it was off the block. It was tipped by one of the Penguins, and the point goes to the Warriors. After last night's matchup and the traveling, the Penguins would like to finish this game quickly and get home and get a little rest, J-Wo, as they enter just the back 25% of the conference play this year. The Penguins are in very good position. Here's Pecora. Oh, Gabby. Gabby with the kill. Gabby hit two of them there. Two attempted kills. The first one was returned, and then Gabby was right there to put it back down in the back row of the Warriors. 15-12. Here's Swingle. Swingle gets a nice serve off into the back left corner. Saunders goes cross court to the back right corner. No Penguins anywhere near it. And there's a kill shot from the Warriors, Morgan Saunders.
So lots of hard hitting going on both sides of the ball. Hitters from either side, outside, middle, doesn't matter if it's even a quick set.
16-12 as Buchanan has re-entered the game. Here's Zoe, flat-footed. Boy, I want to see Zoe jumping. Zoe's already up there at about 6 feet. Now this one's thrown in the middle of campfire. Buchanan gets it off the front row. Penguins cough up that point. They're down by 5, 17-12.
So it seems like the Penguins not playing defensively as they have in the first two games or even this weekend.
Grace Cordero with the service ace, 18-12. Cordero, a beautiful serve. And Roger Goodwin has called a timeout, only the second timeout called of the whole night, J-Wo. And Roger Goodwin is over there. And this has kind of been the way the Penguins have done it all season long. They'll go one game. They'll look beautiful. They might play a five-game match. But one of those games, they never get through the entire night looking wonderful. And tonight, this is their weak game. Last night they had a one-week game in the second game. 2 weeks ago against Bethany, they had perhaps the worst single game of the season. Not the worst match, but just one game. They just fall apart all of a sudden, right in the middle of all the proceedings. So let's see if the Penguins can get back on a roll here. 18-12. The end of the timeout has come. And the music has faded out in the Conlon Center and on radio.dominican.edu live volleyball action. And another beautiful defensive stop by Azizi Dotson, the six-footer out of Pittsburgh. She's a sophomore. Dotson, a middle blocker. And boy, did she block that thing so nicely.
And as weak as the Penguins it may seem in this game three, I have known these girls to be solid and talented.
All right.
Just enough skill to pull out wins before.
Dotson to serve off the top of the tape after she just served up an ace. And now Gabby has stopped the bleeding as the backline judge shimmies out of the way. Well, he almost got killed there. That one almost took his leg off. 20-13. The Warriors are leading the way. Now White's just re-entered the game at the last second. Here's Gabby. Now they serve it to White. Now back to Gangler. White with the bump. White couldn't do anything with it, but that was two in a row. White was down on her on one knee there trying to defend the kill shot from Gangler, 20-14. And the DU's got to get it together, and they got to do it fast if they want to get out of here early. Now Buchanan with a nice save. Buchanan with another nice save. White with another bump, and they get it over. That's Dotson. Now the Penguins have no communication whatsoever. And Laurel Grand with a killer off of Buchanan throwing up the block.
And you know what? I got to tell you, Gangler's put back, and that solid set right there of a bump, even though it was a bump set by Swingle, is still solid teamwork right there. Penguins, exactly what they needed to get some confidence right here.
White with the bump. Oh, boy, and that was a lift on the part of Dotson. Dotson went up for the fake, and actually the set was to her. She thought it was going to be a back set back there to Buchanan. No, it was supposed to go to Saunders. But it ended up being a forward set, and Dotson got caught up in their own strategy. Now Buchanan helps it over, and Zoe tried to defend. It's 21-16 as Roger Goodwin ends up with the ball. 21-16, fans. The Warriors are leading this game, and a shout-out to all of the players in the Cal Pack who are listening around, all the coaches and players who are very interested in this game tonight, as the Penguins are all alone in first place, and just about every point that they have played this season has been heard right here on DU Radio and has been listened to by players around the Cal Pack. And finally, the Penguins stop the bleeding.
And so the Penguins get substitutions in.
Man, I thought we were going to have another scoring problem there, Jay. Well, I freak out when the scoring is not right. 21-17. And here comes Wagner. She serves it over. Shout out to Wagner's folks down south. Down the left side, Wagner serves it over, and Wagner, now diving to her left, can do nothing with it. And the Warriors with another kill. The Warriors are creeping up on a win here, Jay Wolf. I'm starting to get nervous. DJE down there is very cool, but not me. 22-17. Here's Swingle. Zoe, flat-footed. Oh, Zoe. She's so good, too. You know, if she could jump a foot or two up, Zoe would be a bona fide threat. And Darcel with the attempted kill, the putback by Luna, and the Penguins lose another one. 23-17, Roger Goodwin does not look happy. I would not want to go talking to Goodwin right now. Here's the next serve by White. The bump up by Grand. Now Gabby with a set. Now Zoe softly. Diving forward is Buchanan, and that one goes into the middle.
And Zoe Bagelow was able to shoot this one over the net and get it to roll off the fingertips of the Warriors. Point Penguins.
Yep, Zoe with the score there, 23-18. Good job, Bagala. Here comes Buchanan. Buchanan with a rocket blasting against Darcel. Out of bounds. Buchanan picks up the point, 24-18. DU needs to kick it into high gear here, J-Well. Shifting fourth gear, please. The engine is whirring. And here's Gabby, and she gets it off the right hand of Buchanan. Buchanan's leading the Warriors right now along with Saunders out there. Those two ladies are playing beautifully. White in the back row, the libero player, has had her hands full all night, but props to White. White is getting a workout back there, and she's doing a good job of it. Here's Grand. Grand in the back row, White with a bump. Now the set. Nice back set there. Luna. Luna the lefty smashes it over. The Penguins really didn't know what to do with it. Gabby now Gabby smacks it over. The Penguins back on offense. Here's Pecora off balance. Oh, Pecora in the back row. 24-20.
Gabby's got to be our go-to hitter at this point. She's been solid, and she wants it badly right now. You can tell by the strength of her hits coming in for the Warriors.
Grand now puts it from way out there on the left side. Now Dealey dives for it. Helped it over is Swingle, and straight back is Luna, and the Penguins cough up another one. 25-20. J-Woe, let out the clutch. J-Woe, let out the clutch. Let's get this thing into high gear.
Absolutely. I feel no sense of panic from the Penguins. That's exactly what they need to do right here. Buckle down, play some defense.
Yeah, there's no panic, but at the same time, it's, I mean, do you want to go four games? Do you want to keep, at this point in the season, do you want to keep getting, you know, more and more fatigue on the team? Darcell into the net, 26-20. Penguins looking very sloppy right now. Timeout has been called. Roger Goodwin up on his feet. I would not want to be in the circle now as Goodwin. Goodwin goes into the center. He doesn't even take the dry erase board or his clipboard or anything. He just doesn't even... he doesn't even want to draw up plays. 26-20. The Warriors are on top in this Game 3. The Penguins lead tonight 2-0. And the Warriors from William Jessup University in the house.
And so I think I have an idea of what Goodwin's telling the girls right there. Is that on that last hit, Sanders was moving forward, but she had to reach back to even touch the ball. And so I don't know if the Penguins are just coming up too quickly on the ball, or they just need to remember their arm strength to get the ball over.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Sanders was way out of position there, and it was a poor leave. And off the block, Gabby picks up another kill. 26-21. The Penguins, can they do it? J-Woe, can they come roaring back at this point? Gangler in, Dealey out. Here goes Darcell with the serve. 26-21, fans. Worldwide on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu, where we're brought to you by the Communications Department under the direction of Melba Beals. Gabby now outside of the... no, it was a two-touch on the set by Woodall. 27-21, and William Jessup University is just on the... precipice of something large, and that is stealing a game from the Penguins. Well, earning it, really. No stealing involved. Tyvidi with a serve now. The perfect serve. Now Gabby into the back row. All six Penguins collapse toward the net, and there's nobody in the back row, and the kill shot goes down as all the Penguins got right up on the net.
So it's time the Penguins regroup right here. Solidify their defense.
28-21. Gabby softly into the middle. There's one. 28-22. J-Will with a fist pump. Here comes Bagala. Out Woodall. So now on the main stage for Roger Goodwin. Serving it up will be Swingle. She's in there with Dealey, Bagala, Grand, Gangler, and Pecora. Over to the right side is Saunders. Saunders gets a kill shot. Now it's game point. 29-22. And J-Woe, there's a very good chance we're going to go to four games tonight. And William Jessup with a super showing here in game three.
So Bagla up for the block on that one, not able to get it to fall back in, just rolled off the top of her fingertips.
Grace Cordero, it'd be a good chance for the Penguins to show their mettle if they can come back from this one. I thought Gabby hit the antenna there, but apparently she didn't. The bump now over to Gabby on the right side, softly picked up by Tyvidi. Buchanan with a bump. Back over. Oh, across. That was Cordero. This one's dumped in the middle. 29-23. Can DU do it? Game point again. And Gabby to serve. Penguins can afford no errors at this point if they want to get out of here in three. And it's a very tall order. Here's Gabby. Nice serve into the back row. Helped over somehow by Dotson. Into the back row. The Penguins now with a kill shot.
And a wonderful heads-up play comes from Bagler right there. She's barely hopped off her right foot. Used that left hand to spike the ball into the backcourt of the Warriors.
29-24, game point again. Oh, this one is bumped up now by the Warriors into the back row. Now the Penguins are getting very serious. Here is Gabby. Gabby with a smash, saved by Cordero. Over to Buchanan. Now softly Saunders, and that's game, folks. Saunders dinks it over right over the top of Bagala, and both teams will switch sides. 30-24, J-Wo. 30-24.
And you know, the Penguins did have this one. They had momentum in and out of this match, and they showed up just at the very end with enough fight, but it's a little bit too late, Stuart, in order to get Game 3 to be the final game this match. As the Penguins, 30-24, the final score of Game 3. The Warriors with a surprise win. After losing the first two, they now have the energy. Penguins trying to buckle down, keep their skills intact. That's all they have to do, play like they normally have. They have to step it up just enough, play together like they normally do. And I don't know if it's something about their defense, but the Warriors just seem to get it together for this game. The Penguins got it, be able to rally up. This is actually the first loss I've seen from the ladies this year, because I've been in and out of broadcasting, so...
We're not going to talk about that, J-Wo. I'd like to see you broadcasting a little more often around these parts.
And so, speaking of consistency, I have to work on it too. The Penguins going to get their defensive act together for Game 4 right here. First one I've seen all season. My mistake on that. Penguins, you know, there's a reason they're 7-1 in the Cal Pack right now. And, you know, Game 4 does come up. Records you don't really have to look at. So... You can't even tell that the Warriors are 2-6 right now in conference.
Boy, they didn't look like it in that game. The Warriors looked very, very tough that last game. Buchanan, really good. Saunders basically took that back half of that game over and completed the game-winning point. And Penguins gave it a good try. They went, what'd they have, 3 or 4 game points there. It was 29-21, and the Penguins got it up to 30-24, so 3 game points, but the Penguins weren't going to be able to go 9 points against the surging Warriors. No way. The Warriors were just far too tough in Game 3. And you know, J-Wo, with that scoring error we talked about earlier, the Warriors actually won that game 31-24, if you ask me.
Well,
but we won't revisit that.
Either way, and that final point gave the Penguins a chance, and that's where you really got to see how they can fight. And I know that come later in the season, they're going to look back on this game because it's late in the season. It's a test of their mental abilities and their strengths. And so I do see the fight right there. And our scores table just running back just in time for the buzzer.
I gotta give massive props to the Warriors. The William Jessup University Warriors coming up. They lose the first two games, and they hang very tough and beat the Penguins in Game 3. I mean, you know, it's not that it's that astounding, but if you look at the record, 7-1 versus 2-6, and the Warriors just hung so tough there in Game 3. I like that.
And that's got to show a good bit of mental toughness right there, coming off of losing the first two games.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And the long break, and I don't know if that's what did it.
And we're ready for Game 4, folks, and with the play-by-play, the sophomore broadcasting sensation, J-Wo.
So, Pecora from the left side with a big hit. Doesn't fall in this time. Cordero, the set. Saunders, a big hit into the deep back row. Swingle, able to save it off the net. Pecora, once again, a jumping hit. And that barely landed in. Boy, I thought that was outside, but on the line it was, as the officials have called it.
Oh, the official right in front of us, that's... Phil Meyer, the number 2 referee tonight, he was right on top of it. But, boy, J-Wo, I think you're right. That looked out, but the official was on top of it. We're not going to argue when it's a DU point.
So the Penguins from the Gangler serve go up 2-0. The Penguins on top in Game 4. The game score now, Penguins 2, Warriors 1. And teams are together at this point. We've seen them rally for each other. And that's great news. It looks like a good bit of competition here in Game 4. And so the hit from Saunders goes to Gangler in the backcourt. And the Penguins find a hit. And it is Follett for the Warriors, who isn't able to come up with a good dig. Gangler stands in the back waiting for the official to whistle a freedom to play. 3-0, the Penguins in the lead. Cordero will serve to Saunders, who can't get it past the block by Swingle or Sanders. Two blocks on that rally. Sanders then the quick set, gets it over.
Oh.
And the big smashing hit from Saunders is no good. It is way off.
But there was some awesome play there by Tyvedi and Saunders digging it out of the net over and over. But then you had Sanders and Saunders up against each other. Sanders and Saunders back and forth with Sanders and Saunders.
It's been a great matchup all night. Penguins right now going up 5-0. Looks like a tip. Timeout, excuse me.
Timeout's been called by the William Jessup University Warriors, and you're listening to CalPAC Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, DJ E. In the house at the Conlon Center. Sitting up here on the eastern wall of the Conlon Center, high atop center court, in the luxury box, the opulent broadcasting area at Dominican University, where we are complete with carpeting in the broadcasting area. And now with the play-by-play, after that brief timeout,
once
here
again,
is Jay Woe.
8:28, the universal time in the Pacific Standard.
Universal time.
Gangler with a standing serve. Gets the ball over to the Warriors, who are not able to return it. Point Penguins. It's now 6-0 for the Penguins in game 4.
Universal time, folks.
On the Pacific Standard. That's right. Daylight savings time is to come. So Tyvedi comes in with a quick shot, saved by Woodall. Saunders, once again, a big smash hit from the left side. Swingle will set it out. Pecora, also a strong hitter. She shows up and smashes one into the Warrior backcourt. Penguins now 7-0 on top. Wonderful showing right now.
Great play there by Pecora.
Gangler muffs the serve. It goes way deep. She'll come out for Amanda Dealey, the libero player.
I believe that's Gangler's second unforced service error deep. A little too strong there, Bridget.
But you can't ask too much. She did serve 7 points for the Penguins. Double bump there from Laurel and Gabby. As the Warriors regroup and get a solid hit off of Sanders right there. Excuse me, Saunders.
Not Sanders, Saunders. I made that same mistake about 19 times tonight.
And so the Penguins looking to play the defense that they will need to in this game 4. Tyvedi to serve. She serves standing. Dee will take it. Swingle a backwards type of set, and it goes deep into the Warriors' backcourt. And this time, Saunders doesn't go for a big smashing hit, but gives it to fall just behind the 10-foot line of the Penguins' side of the court. So, 7-3 now, the Penguin lead. Tyvedi to serve. Swingle the set. Gabby, a jump shot. The Warriors handle it, and the block coming from Sanders gets it to fall. Penguins score a point on that one, 8-3. Woodall out for Wagner. Gotta love the W's.
That's a good call, Jay. Well, actually, the block there was by Swingle. She was standing right next to Saunders. Or
excuse
Sanders.
Me.
I did it again.
Sanders and Swingle often together on that when they're in the front and right blocking positions. Swingle doubles as the setter, and now she's the server. 9-3, the Penguins in the lead for game 4. Swingle serves far to the right. The Warriors handle it and shoot it up the middle. The Penguins not able to handle this one or get it over.
The 6-footer, Azizi Dotson, got the kill on that one.
So now Cordero to serve for the Warriors. Plays being called out from the sidelines. This one hits the net, and the diving Dealey cannot handle it. Cannot dig this one out of the hard court here in the Conlon Rec Center.
Pretty tough when it hits the tape and just barely rolls. Cordero got away with one there.
So 9-5, the Penguin lead as they creep back. Sanders diving now to dig this one out of the net, and it does go onto the other side of the court, but it went underneath, and that does not count. 9-6 now, the Penguin lead seems to be thinning. But this one, an unforced error coming from Cordero.
Cordero was getting tired. She had served so many times against the fumbling Penguins there. Man, oh man, the Penguins got to get it together here. They looked so good in game one. And since then, it's been questionable.
So Pecora from the serve 10-6, and the Warriors confused at the net, not able to bring it back in three touches. And so the Penguins will score another point off of that, 11-6 in game four here. Pecora's serve, a jump serve, is shush, right into the net, 11-7 now, as service goes over to Morgan Saunders, who bounces the ball very low. Stands on the left side of the basketball key. Grand handles it with a set. And the referees call a lift.
He spoke too soon. She didn't handle it. She bumped it up there, but not without batting it around back and forth.
Saunders again to serve for the Warriors.
Saunders is in there, and Sanders is in there for the Penguins. Both ladies on the... Uh-oh.
So this ball drives into the net. Swingle puts a hand up to no avail. She didn't need to.
You know, J-Well, when an opposing team serves one into the net, it always makes me feel weird because it's like a point we didn't deserve. You know, we didn't do anything to earn it. We didn't get better by earning that point.
Hence the unforced error. Grand now with a masterful hit from the left side deep into the backcourt of the Warriors. 13-8 now, the Penguins on top this time. The five-point lead as Sanders pounds the ball, getting ready for not a free throw shot, but a very good serve. As Cordero sends a set out to the left side, the hit is fielded by the Penguins. Wagner from the right side puts it up into the block of the Warriors, and it's not enough to get through. And so Melissa White now to serve for the Warriors, 13-9, still the Penguins lead.
Pence just came in place of Sanders.
Pence will play the back row. Swingle digs out a serve, a set from the net.
Uh-huh.
Buchanan, haven't seen much of her lately. She came in from the right side. And the hit coming from Grand finds the left side of the backcourt. Melissa White, libero player for the Warriors, looking in wonderment at her coach, not knowing which way to go. And Wagner is up there. She will test the libero player right now. Buchanan there to dig, and it is blocked. Swingle with a huge arm-pumping block right there, 15-9. Every player on the Penguin bench is hyped up off of that one. And so,
good description there, J-Will, with the pumping block. Oh, there's a service ace.
Wagner finds open spots. White not able to handle this one. She's been able to be figured out by Wagner all night long. 16-9, excuse me, the Penguin lead right now. Wagner, a solid server once again. Buchanan takes this one. Cordero, the quick serve. Quick set, excuse me, to Tyvidi, who pops it over into open DU floor.
And
Woodall will come in for Wagner.
Buchanan called out play 5-5-5, and that must be the short set because that's exactly what the way it went.
And so 16-10, the Penguins in the lead. Side out from the service there. And the Penguins will get the ball right back. 17-10, Grand steps back to serve.
Buchanan shanked that one out of bounds, J-Will.
And the Penguins will take every gift they can, especially from one of the better hitters from the Warriors.
Yeah, you're right.
A scrambling set from Cordero is given a solid hit by Tracy Malone. If I have that now.
Yeah,
you
got that right.
Check that. That's Luna out there.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Malone myself. I looked right down there and saw the same number you saw. But it was Luna, the lefty.
So the Warriors get one to fall on the Penguin side. And it'll be Brooke Hunter, the junior out of Newcastle. 5-3 she stands. Pops the ball up for a standing serve. Pecora handles it, and she comes up with a masterful left-sided hit. Whistle's called. A two-touch.
Christina Kidd was off out of balance there, J-Woe, and she slapped it twice trying to get it back, and they got a whistle on it.
So the Warriors continue to substitute as the Penguins lead 18-11 in this match. Gangler spirals one out to the left backcourt. Woodall comes up to dig it. Pecora sends this shot down the left sideline, but it doesn't stay in. Good idea right there. She's trying to get it past the blockers. 18-12, the Penguin lead. Tyvidi to serve for the Warriors. A very arcing shot. Swingle, the brilliant play. A quick set, and she gets the point to fall. 19-12, the Penguins now on top.
Swingle just helped that thing over. The Warriors were backing up, thinking Swingle was going to set it. But she just helped it over right in the middle.
We call those campfires here. Swingle served this one, and if that was Saunders, she went way on top. Sent that one out of play, 20-12.
That was Saunders, a little bit flat.
Swingle again with a knuckleball serve. White handles it, and Saunders tries to tap it over and gets a call on Sanders. Those two have been battling it out all night, right at the net.
I know we've been battling over their names. Well, I have, Sanders and Saunders, and Sanders and Saunders.
And so Kidd comes out for Buchanan. Buchanan will play the upper right blocker.
Oh,
Wagner slams
boy.
This one from the left side. She finds the left sideline, gives the Penguins a 21-13 lead. Big, huge smiles going back to Coach Goodwin.
Man, oh, man, Wagner. That's the hardest hit of the night right there. Wagner got good hops and put a ton on it.
And a nasty serve from Becora. That thing just curved over the top of the net. The Warriors couldn't do anything with that. 22-13, the Penguins on top.
Yeah, Gabby with a big top-spinning diving serve. Well, that would be a nightmare for accepting players, libero players around the league.
And so the Warriors barely able to handle it. Samantha will fall it. Had to turn away from that dig, but it's good enough as the Warriors able to regroup on that one and get it to fall in their favor.
Buchanan with a veteran move there. She went up, faked the kill, and dinked it right in front of Swingle.
So finally the Warriors have the service back. Saunders to serve for the Warriors. The low serve fielded by Grand. Swingle with a deep set. A flat-footed hit from Grand gets it over to the Warriors. Miscommunication. Gets Saunders to just bump it over. Wagner comes up from the right side. Another solid hit, but it's bumped cleanly. And so Cordero has to just bump it over for the Warriors. Sanders has to hit the floor to keep it alive. Cordero sets it up, and the Penguins are able to field this one. Grand with a solid hit, fielded by White. Cordero, the set. Luna, the smash. Not good enough. Grand, another hit. The block comes backwards, but it's out of bounds. Point Penguins. Big, big rally right there. Solid play on both sides of the ball. Gotta love that one.
That was the longest rally of the night, and it was a good block by Buchanan. It just landed out of bounds a little bit.
So it looks like Gangler came out for Roberts, who will play front left right now. Silence in the Conlin Rec Center after the hectic, energetic rally. People are looking around, wondering what to do. Sanders getting ready at the free throw line. 23-14, the score right now on the scoreboard. The Penguins in the lead with a big old 9-point lead right now. And the Warriors coach is charting over to the scores table wondering what exactly is the matter. Beef if Stuart is hungry.
What? I just put my headphones back on. I missed what you just said.
And yet Beef is nowhere near Stewart whenever he eats. And so Luna comes up with a big left-sided hit, but the Penguins field it back, and they use their own left-side hitter, Graham. She slams one into the Warriors, and they can't handle it.
Jay, well, you're cracking me up tonight. Everything you say is funny. 24-14.
Absolutely. The score, a 10-point lead. Sanders backs up for this one, and she sends a big, big old shot. And it's too far as the Warriors get the unforced error and a side out. They're first for a little while.
Man, unforced service errors, Jay Weller. You know what they do to me.
And Sanders.
They make me crazy.
Trotted back to the bench for Pence. Grant to feel that one. The set coming from Pecora in the back row, and it'll be a T-touch, as indicated by the officials. Melissa White now to serve for the Warriors, 16-14, excuse me. The Penguins up 24-16, my bad. So this one hit the net. Swingle barely missing the ball on the net. Is saved by the Penguins, and it is now a two-touch on the Penguins.
Wagner into the net.
And the Penguins having to regain their defensive footing right now. White slams a knuckleball over to Pecora.
I love White's serving. She's about 20 feet behind the baseline.
Wagner took the back set and gave it right back to the Warriors, who rallied up for a Luna kill on Wagner, who was up to trying the solo block. Not good enough. 24-18, the Penguin lead. White's just hammering those serves in. Roberts comes in from the left side with a good shot, but it's not enough to fool the Warriors. And Saunders, who's been money all night for the Warriors, comes up with a hit that barely taps the bottom of the net. And I don't know what happened there, but 25-18, the Penguin lead.
Saunders just missed that one by a mile.
And so Wagner once again picking on Melissa White for the Warriors. She's taking on the best defensive player the Warriors have. And Wagner knows that she has the talent and the skill and the power right now. And the Warriors able to field it this time. Swingle, the high set. Laurel slams this one into Saunders. She sends it to a fan out there. I don't know if she's giving her a shout-out or something, but 27-18 now. The Penguins hitting hard. Wagner to serve again. 9 points, the Penguin lead. Buchanan cannot handle that serve. She went for a set, but you don't do that with Wagner's serves. You just don't.
It dove down, and she went for the bump with two hands, and it hit her low in the thumbs and went straight down to the ground.
So point Penguins. Wagner serving with it, and it was a great shot. It bounced off the net but rolled into the Penguins' court. And so she comes off for Woodall once again, the W, switching it up.
Buchanan ended up falling down on that one, but Wagner stuck it in the net. I don't think I've ever seen that.
And that means we've got our opponents guessing when that happened.
Yeah, good call.
Cordero, the long set over to Luna. He gets the diving pence to save it. A beautiful bump save.
Uh-oh.
Swingle puts up a quick set, and the Penguins get it over, lobbing it into the backcourt. Game point now for the Penguins.
Match
29-19.
Point.
Excuse me, match point. Good catch there. Stewart.
That was Roberts with the dink move there to get us to match point. Christy came in before that last point. And her presence was felt. Now the Penguin fans are rocking the house, J-Well.
And a slow clap coming from the Penguin bench gets everyone hyped up for this. Luna comes with a left-handed shot. Pence another save. Woodall the bump set. Laura has to. Grant has to set it over. It'll be point Warriors on that one.
Two touch on Grant. That was all set up by Saunders. A superb smash.
And still match point right now. As the service comes from Brooke Hunter, the 5-3 server, stands back there. A flat-footed serve, Pecora will field it. Swingle the set, Pecora the hit. Big block coming up, Cordero. As the Penguins regrouping right here. Pecora again the shot, and this is match point right here. Kid could not handle it. The ball goes into the stands, and it is game, set, match, whatever you call it. The Penguins win this one 3-1, 30-20, the score in game 4. So the Penguins regroup, play enough defense, they hit harder, they play harder, and the Penguins come out with a very good matchup and win 3-1 in games as they trot back to this half of the court. Just to my left from the broadcasting booth, the Warriors have a long trip home. Anytime you come up, they came to play. Got to tell you that they took away game 3, and the Penguins got to rally. They're at home. They played very strong, even in that northern court. And the Penguins took game 4, 30-20. Same scores in game 2 when they found their second win of the night.
Good call there, J-Wo. Excellent work on the play-by-play. The Penguins are victorious tonight. They move to 8-1 in conference. That's great work by Roger Goodwin and the ladies. Taking down the Warriors from William Jessup, 3-1. Jessup's took them 4. Give some shout-outs to some of those Jessup players under Coach Pistol. J-Wo had really good work out of Kelsey Buchanan tonight. Superb middle blocker is Alexis Tyvidi. Super work there. Morgan Saunders, outside hitter. Boy, was she tough on the Penguins tonight. She did the bulk of the damage against the DUs as Easy Dotson got the late call in game two, came in, did some good work, and had a couple of superb kills. Grace Cordero, great server. Cordero, the junior. Fallett was in there for a few minutes, was pretty good. Rachel Russell with a start. Libero player Melissa White saw a ton of action tonight. White's going to be sore. She got to play so much tonight. Christina Kidd had a few minutes there in games one and two. And Jessica Luna did some great right-handed killing there, the outside hitter Luna, the junior out of El Monte for the Penguins under head coach Roger Goodwin. Sanders, good work tonight in the middle. Gangler, as usual, last night, one of Gangler's best games I've ever seen her play, the senior. Roberts put away game two, and late in game four there, Roberts, good work. Pence got a few minutes in both two and four. Dealey, libero player, one of the team captains, always solid. Zoe's a little flat-footed, a little tired looking tonight. Zoe still rose to the occasion, the 6-foot-1er out of Santa Rosa. Grand, as usual, with the right arm taped up. She was all right, though. Swingle, one of the best setters in the league. Swingle, only a freshman, looking for big stuff out of her over the next few years. Amanda Wagner, she did have 2 unforced service errors tonight, but she was solid. Gabby, as usual. Gabby got a little good work in tonight. And Jacqueline Woodall, the Penguins still in first place, only one loss so far. Jay Woe, our next broadcast, fans, Friday, November 2nd, as the Lady Penguins will be taking on Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University out of Arizona, 5 o'clock. Is the side out, 4:55 pregame. Jay will have the call on that. It's Friday, November 2nd. And the following night, Saturday, November 3rd, the final CalPAC conference game of the season at the Conlin Center. That'll be a 6:55 pregame and a 7 o'clock shout out for Jay Woe, for DJE, for our technical stud, John Baker, and our team captain, the chair of the communications department, Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn signing off on radio.dominican.edu, bringing this CalPAC volleyball game worldwide on the internet, along with my colleagues here. And as the fun and frivolity continue here at the Conlin Center, the Penguins celebrating another win. They're in first place. Can they hold on to the end of the season? I would like to see another banner up on the eastern wall. Jay Woe, and I'm sure you would too, if the Penguins can hang on and pick up their first conference title in volleyball in 7 years. Not since 2001 have the Penguins done it, and hopefully they'll do it again this year. You never know, but I got a good feeling about this year, Jay Woe. So that'll do it for us. A shout out to Jeff Mullinax tonight. Hey, there he is. Never missed a Penguin game in his life. Not that I know of. You heard it right here live. Jay Woe, anything else?
I was just going to shout out once again to the parent and brother of DJE.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday for us tonight.
Yeah,
the
that's
Penguins
right.
Now cool as a cucumber.
Yes, cool as a cucumber. Shout out to Coach Pistol, too, in her first year. She did a great job with the ladies tonight. All right, that's going to do it for us from the Conlin Center. Radio.dominican.edu. Signing off. Great night for the Penguins. They're 8-1. See you on November 2nd live on the radio, folks.